At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And we roll into the 4 o'clock hour here. Gwen and Chris, happy to be with you. Happy Monday out there. And if you're saying, you know, how can you say happy Monday? It's Monday.
Ugh.
We say this all the time. Stop hating Mondays. Because that's 1/7 of your life. Seems silly to me to just completely despise 14% of your life.
I mean, my job is not hard.
Different way to look at it, I know.
It is, but I still am like, oh, it's Monday.
I know. It's just kind of got that, it's always had that connotation with it. We're happy to be with you, though, till 6 o'clock. Then, I believe from 6 to 7, the Scraby Chronicles are back.
That's right.
It's the last time you had a full one-hour show there.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Been a while.
It's been a while.
Scraby will be in action with the Scraby Chronicles from 6 to 7 tonight.
We are going to dive deep into this Jake Mizorowski thing on the Scraby show.
Jake Mizorowski on the
Is it Jacob or what?
I don't know.
I forget his name.
I really
now,
don't know.
That's a problem, Chris. If he's an all-star, we don't know his first name.
Yeah, I've not seen him enough. Look, the whole thing is this. Trey Turner, or was
Jacob.
It Trey Turner who said it? It's either Trey Turner or one
no,
of the other Phillies.
No, it was Trey Turner.
No, Trey Turner complained, but somebody else, I think, said what it's come down to is that baseball wants clicks for their all-star team. And I don't want to just, you know, look, Mizorowski is a click. People are going to tune in because they go, well, I've heard about this guy. He's throwing 103 miles an hour. He's winning every game. He's pitched 5 games. But I'd rather see him pitch than Ranger Suarez, who's 9-2 with a 0 ER. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And just one aside, baseball did offer the spot to Ranger Suarez, but told him that he had to be available to pitch. And he said he wanted to rest his arm. So you can, you know, give baseball at least that much. Before they gave it to Mizorowski, they did ask Ranger Suarez. But that still doesn't change the fact that it's a click thing now. And if you want proof that it's about clicks and who's popular and who's going to move the needle, look no further than Fernando making the All-Star team over, say, a Suzuki. I love Fernando. You love Fernando. We all love Fernando. You can't look at the statistics, though, and tell me that he's having a better year than, say, a Suzuki.
Did say a Suzuki miss a bunch of time, though?
I don't know what he missed. He's got 20-something.
He's played 92 games, so no, he hasn't.
I mean, the guy's having an incredible
Sitting
year.
263, 25 home runs, 867 OPS.
What's his RBI? So he leads the league, doesn't he?
77.
Yeah. I mean, he's either first or second in that category.
Is he playing defense as well, or is he just DHing this year?
He's one behind the RBI league. I think he's been in right field some. I think he's DH some. I don't know.
Oh, here,
I
have it right
every
here.
Game that he plays.
63 DH games, 30 outfield games. And I think that's why, because the DH went to Aaron Judge, didn't it?
Still. Say Suzuki should be in the All-Star
game. Oh, well, it
game.
Shouldn't go to Aaron Judge. No, it went to Shohei Ohtani because they're in the National League.
Anyway, I'm glad Fernando's in. I'm going to tune in to watch him. And baseball thinks that a lot of other people will tune in to watch him. That's why he's on the team. And that's the point that the Phillies players were making. So yeah. I'll let you talk about it further later on.
Okay.
In the meantime, 833-288-0973. That is the number to call in and play a little trivia. The game is called Chris versus the Fans. We'll tell you about what prize you can win after we kick the game off officially.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Here is what you're playing for. A qualification for a chance to win our grand prize, a two-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas, two tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th, and a $100 gas card. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Chris, do we want to throw in the other prize, or do we want to keep that?
We're going to keep the other prize for a little later in the
show. Okay, the other prize that we're going to do later in the show, Rick Springfield tickets. So stick around for that.
Don't tell me you don't know who he is.
Jesse's Girl.
That's correct. That's about all anybody will probably remember.
Because I was like, I don't know anything else about him.
He was on General Hospital way back
when.
One of the when that was a Luke and Laura and a big show, big deal.
I've heard about this many times in my life.
Luke,
my mom skipped class in college to watch this wedding.
A lot of people did.
Luke and Laura's wedding.
Yep. that's true.
And now you watch these soap operas and you got Stephen A. Smith on
it. Is he on a soap opera now?
He's not like every day, but he has made some guest appearances on soap operas. They're weird. They're weird. All right.
Look, here's one quick thing on soap operas.
Yes.
They were the closest thing to reality TV before reality TV came into being.
It makes sense.
It was scripted, but the idea was that you followed a story every single day.
Yes.
Similar to how reality TV works now.
That's why it the story. You're watching your stories.
That's why they were such a big deal then. Anyway.
Oh, someone just put on the chat, Padre Pablo Scraby, my brother is the drummer for Rick Springfield. That's pretty awesome.
Well, then he won't need to win the tickets.
No,
really.
You have access to the tickets. All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free. Chris, I tried to fill this slot with Padres trivia last week. Friday was a disaster. And I kept saying, I'm so happy Chris versus the Fans is back on Monday.
What happened?
I ran out of stats. I ran out of questions. People weren't winning because they were too hard. And so, yeah, I'm happy for Chris versus
Before
the Fans.
Before we get into the questions, I'm looking at a little quick thing here that I clicked on.
Uh-oh.
The top most popular things that people are watching right now on Hulu. The Bear, which is a big time show. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is kind of
Who loves that.
Well, it's kind of eye candy-ish. And the third, General Hospital.
No.
Yeah, says it right here. So evidently people are still kind of watching.
Oh, man, that's crazy, actually.
All
right, let's go to our first contestant. We'll go to Cole. Hello, Cole.
Hello.
Hey, Cole. Welcome. You're in, baby.
Welcome, welcome.
Baby.
Good luck to you.
All right, you ready to play?
He's ready.
Yes.
I'm answering for him.
All right. When the Home Run Derby... by the way, there's a lot of Home Run Derby questions in this.
Yeah. When the Home Run Derby... good news for the contestants, because I don't follow the Home Run Derby.
...was played here in San Diego, who won?
Oh, my God. That's a one-point question?
Yeah, this is a San Diego local question. You should know this.
Really? All right. Cole, do you know it?
I don't know it. I know Will Myers was there. He definitely didn't win it, but I'm going to say Will Myers.
He's going to say Will Myers. Okay.
Stay there.
Think it might have been, because I do have a little recollection of the one here. But it's two people, and I'm going to go with Julio Rodriguez. I don't even know if he was in the league yet. But
he definitely wasn't.
Oh, wait.
It's over.
It's too late. Who was it?
What were you going to say?
I can't remember. There was somebody that was like Monster.
Yes.
Went crazy.
Yes, Monster is right.
Who was
Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, it was Giancarlo? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Like I said, I don't follow the Home Run Derby much, so this is good news for you, Cole.
All right, Cole.
Question two.
Question two right now. You know what? I'll give you I'll switch it up a little bit. Football question.
All right. Do a little whatever.
Which team... Let me start this over. Which NFL team does former Washington wide receiver Rome Odunze now play?
The Bears.
The Bears! That's correct.
Very
Did
good.
You know Keenan Allen still a free agent, Chris?
Nope.
All right. Let's move on to the next one.
He didn't do a lot last year, did he?
Oh, he did a ton.
He did?
He was on my fantasy team. He was incredible last year.
Okay.
Quite
amazing, since I don't recall the Bears quarterback completing too many passes.
He
had
Keenan Allen had a lot of garbage time points.
Gotcha.
A lot of garbage time points. Okay. All right, Cole, here's the third and final question. And it is a Home Run Derby question. What active player holds the record for most home runs in a single Home Run Derby?
The whole Home Run Derby, or in one round, or
one edition of it, 1 year,
the whole year.
Yes. Yeah, so, like,
who's hit the most
home runs in one Home Run Derby?
Wow. Okay. That's a
I'm gonna go with Pete Alonso, just since he always played it in.
Pete Alonso, pretty good idea. That's a negative.
Stay there.
How about Julio Rodriguez?
He definitely has been in it before.
Yeah, it's not him.
Is that your guess?
Yeah. Oh, Cole
wins. Won.
First one out
nice
of the gate today.
Cole.
Good job, Cole.
Stay right there. It's actually a couple years ago it happened. Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yeah,
hit 91. 91 home runs in one Home Run Derby.
It's a big day. It's a lot of swings.
That is. And now my Home Run Derby trivia is going to have to go to the garbage.
Well, you can do it some more tomorrow.
Okay.
If you want the contestants to win, you can keep doing Home Run Derby questions, because I don't I don't know any of that stuff. I really don't. Never even been a fan of it going back to like the very beginning of it.
Do you know who... Okay, here's a question I'll just throw away. Mm-hmm. Do you know who won the very first Home Run Derby?
I do, because I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, well, unfortunately,
just passed
away.
On. Dave Parker.
That's
how about
correct.
That? But the rules have changed 50 different times in the Home Run Derby.
Actually, I got a pretty interesting text from one of the guys in the fantasy baseball group, like, asking us to debate whether or not this is the best Home Run Derby format.
But I don't even know the format.
I'm
going to
do that
anymore.
On... The Scraby Show, because I'll
this
be watching
is where,
it.
Right now, they have head-to-head for the first for every round, right?
Yes.
Quarterfinals, semifinals, and then finals, and you start with zero every time?
Yes.
I don't know if they've ever done it like this, but I think all eight guys ought to take a swing in the first round. Top four ought to move on to the second round, and their home run should count. And then final, I think all eight guys should take their turn in the first round.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant one swing in the first round.
No.
Huh?
A swing being a turn.
Gotcha.
So you get a turn. Let's say you hit 32. And, you know, you move on to the next. If you're in the top four, you move up. The other four are eliminated.
Okay.
And your 32 count going into the next round.
So you just keep adding to the
keep
score.
Keep on adding. So basically the year that Guerrero hit 91, that would have been the winning number. He would have won. That seems most fair to me.
Okay. Yeah, they
I'm looking at one thing. Here's what I'm looking at right now. Randy Arozarena last year was second, or 2 years ago, second all time with 82 home runs. But he did not win the competition.
He did not, you're right.
So that means that to me is silly. That's how I would do it if I was in charge.
They did the whole timer thing. I'm trying to figure out what the exact format is.
Yeah, I don't know about the timer or
the here it is. First round. All batters will hit top four home run totals advances second round.
Okay, so
it's not,
so that
it's
is
not head to head anymore.
Okay, the top four advance.
Batters are in a bonus a bonus fourth out. Oh, okay. So it's not timed. It's by outs. Batters earn a bonus fourth out by hitting a home run at least 425 feet.
Yeah.
And then in semis, the four remaining players are seeded 1 through 4 based on their first round totals competing in head to head.
But they start at zero.
But they start at zero.
I like the year. Remember, the one thing, if you asked me to name one memory of the Home Run Derby, the one that would probably jump out was the time that Josh Hamilton hit like 90 home runs
in
a row.
He hit a lot, yeah.
And I don't know how many he ended up hitting, and I'm sure there's his record's been broken.
I actually have
it. But I'll never forget that. It seemed like he just was incredible that one year. But I know he didn't win. In the end, he lost to somebody who had way fewer home runs. But he had tuckered out in the semifinals or something by hitting all of those home runs.
Yeah.
So I never cared for that.
I'm seeing a lot of big names on the winner list.
Yeah.
Like Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
No, Sammy Sosa, look, Mark McGuire.
Ken Griffey won it, right?
Ken Griffey.
Yeah, I mean, they've had great.
Cal Ripken Jr., well, he's not a home run hitter, is he?
Good enough.
Oh, okay.
He has share over the years.
Ryan Howard,
Bryce Harper. I think the year I'm thinking about, here it is, Josh Hamilton, 28 home runs in the first round, and the second most had 8. Right? So he blew everybody away.
Yeah.
However, he lost in the next round because he only hit 4. He was exhausted. And the other guy, Justin Morneau, moved past him and won the overall title.
I do think it's a problem that they change the format every single year, though.
Right. Here, 2008, for example, total home runs, Josh Hamilton, 35. Justin Morneau, 22. Winner, Justin Morneau. Like what?
I mean, Dominic just posted what I think, too, and what you think. In a home run contest where the point is to hit home runs, seems the way to win should always be to have hit the most home runs.
Makes sense to me.
Me too.
All right. Home Run Derby tonight does get underway in 45 minutes or so, and then they'll have, you know, rigmarole for a half an hour.
Total rigmarole.
I can't believe the winner of the Home Run Derby this year could be the Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Has anybody asked Cal Raleigh what he thinks of this nickname?
Yes, I'm sure he's been asked. I don't know the answer, but I'm sure he's
been asked. I think it's a memorable nickname. I don't find it to be particularly supportive of the, you know, right?
Oh, there's apparently a bunch of t-shirts selling with Big Dumper on it.
Well, I'm sure. People like it. I think it's an interesting name. It's not very complimentary to Cal Raleigh, is it? Does he have a big tush? Is that where it's coming from?
I don't. Here it is. According to Corey Brock, Raleigh was given the nickname in the summer of 2020 when blah, 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 blah. They enjoyed joking about the size of his backside.
There it is.
So it caught on. You're right.
Yeah, he's got a big tush.
Big Dumper.
That's his name.
Can we go to break now?
Yes, we will. More Gwen and Chris ahead. I think after traffic, we're going to give you the top 3 most surprising and disappointing big league teams so far.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, 423. It's Tom Crisello. Matt Scraby, otherwise known as the medium-sized dumper. I actually haven't measured. I don't know.
I was going to say, a lot of people would say there's no dumper.
No dumper. You're the no dumper. Tony Gwynn Jr. is on vacay during the All-Star break. Home Run Derby gets underway in about 45 minutes. Crisello and Scraby here. Padres check into the All-Star break at 52-44, which is a better record than they had last year at the All-Star break.
Good.
They're also a game and a half closer to first place this year than they were last year at this time. Only problem with comparing the two is last year they finished 43-20. We can hope that they can do that again, but that's pretty tough to duplicate.
As Xander Bogaerts said, we have the same, pretty much the same team as last year. We did it last year.
Let's do
it. Doesn't mean we can do it again, but we will try.
By the way, Xander Bogaerts had like an OPS over 1,000 the last month and a half.
He's been great.
And honestly, I think with the amount of crap that all the fans gave this guy, I haven't seen the other side of the coin very much, where people have said, hey, apologies to Xander Bogaerts. The guy's been really good lately.
No, do you know what they say is? Well, finally he's earning his money.
I see.
Finally. Yes.
So he's getting negative feedback anyway?
Oh, yeah, because people can't handle it when the guy that they've been trashing for the entire season is now playing all right.
I mean, you know, he's had a really hot run here. And, you know, I think Fernando hitting .333 the last 12 games, good sign. Jackson Merrill's two home run game, good sign. These are things you're going to need going into the second half.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do the most surprising and disappointing teams, but we only have a minute or two in this segment. So we'll hold off on that, Scrape, because I want to give it its proper due.
Okay.
Who would you say overall is the worst? I know the answer right now is the Rockies, but that's not what I'm looking for. What's kind of the, like, if you think of a crappy kind of small market, not going anywhere, not a great organization in baseball.
Oh, I got one right now.
Who do you have?
A's.
A's. Okay. Yeah. Give me the other one that's in the same level as the A's. It's not the A's I'm looking for here. There's another team that is similar to the A's in terms of small market, no stadium. Nobody goes
to the
games.
And so you're looking for, when someone says, who's the worst team in baseball?
No, they're not the worst team, but nobody goes to their games.
I got it.
They don't even have a stadium.
Guardians?
How about the Rays?
Oh.
The Rays don't have a stadium, and when they did have one, no one went to the games, right?
That is true. Yeah.
Worst ballpark in baseball.
That is true.
Here's how bad the Rays organization is. 20 years ago, a guy by the name of Stu Sternberg purchased the Rays for $200
million.
$200 million. Today, he sold them to a Florida-based developer named Patrick Zalupski for $1.7 billion. In 20 years, they went from $0.2 billion to $1.7 billion.
Okay, when did he buy the Rays? I'm going to do inflation
20 years ago, 2004, this is 2025, so, you know, 21 years ago. Some $0.2 billion to $1.7 billion. That is, off the top of my head, 9 times more money, or 8.5 times more money.
Hold on.
Than he paid for them 21 years ago.
In today's money, it's still a deal. According to the inflation calculator,
right,
it would be $329 million in today's money. So he's making like over $700
million. From $200 to $329. Yeah. But anyway, my point is the value of the Rays has gone up by $1.5 billion in 20 years. I just want to put that out there. The next time you all think that a player is getting too much money. And that the owners just can't afford it.
They can
afford it because the value of their franchises are through the roof. And any owner that tells you, we got a budget here. We can't, we just can't afford that guy. They're letting down the fan base. And thank you to our owners here who have... You know, people look at the Padres' salaries and payrolls and say that can't be
sustainable.
Sustainable. Well, of course it can be sustainable. The value of the franchise is going up $1.5 billion over 20 years. What's that average out to?
A lot.
$80 million, $800 million a year or whatever. Somebody help me with that. You know, it's too big of numbers to do it off the top of my head, honestly.
Give me the numbers. I got the calculator.
All right, $1.5 billion times 21, or divided by 21.
Oh, gosh.
$1.5 billion divided by 21.
So 1500000000
okay.
Divided by 21.
21. So each year...
$71 million.
$71 million a year, the value goes up. So...
That's crazy.
On average. A's.
Yeah.
They're the worst franchise in the league, we just said. Or darn near close to it.
That is pretty crazy.
So the Yankees is going up at a higher, exponentially higher rate than that.
I'm shocked by that, actually.
So when you find out that your franchise is now going up $71 million a year just in what it's worth, spending an extra $6 million to get a good player, even $26 million, doesn't seem so ludicrous.
If I quickly search how much the Padres are worth right now, it says $1.78
billion. So about the same.
Sider family bought it in 2012. Here's something interesting. They bought it in 2012 for $600 million.
Okay, so they've gone from $0.6 billion to $1.8 billion. So they've gone up as well.
Oh, they've definitely gone up. And you know what?
It's nicely.
San Diego is a case study for if you put a field or a team on the field, people are going to show up.
Yes, the Padres are reaping the benefits of the kind of money they've spent because they are the number two attendance team in all of baseball.
Yeah, it's good. It's
the only team that has more fans so far this year is the Dodgers. That's impressive. Good job by all of you.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Good job by the organization for giving you a reason to go out there.
Absolutely. No, and 43,000 people aren't going to yesterday's game if they don't have Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado. It's just not happening.
All right, we're going to do the Big Five in a minute. I wanted to address... A good text we got, or an email. What did we get?
There was a tweet.
Tweet. Thank you. Good fan. And I don't mind when we say something and you don't like it or disagree with it or think we left something out.
And you come at us.
But you come at us with some intelligence.
Yeah, and some respect.
Instead of, you know, like stupid, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Scravy.
That's 99%
which is what
of what
we get 99% of the time. So somebody wrote and said, you guys talked about Manny and the fact that, you know, why is he labeled a dirty player? And you said, you know, it's just stupid. It shouldn't be that way anymore. But I didn't remember this. So the tweet, what was the name?
You want to read it? Johnny Mack.
Johnny Mack. Yeah, he's a good... he's a good listener.
Yes.
Good tweeter.
He said,
tell me what he said and then I'll discuss.
Says, I'm often surprised by things you guys forget. Quote, the one time Manny did something, ending someone's career due to a cheap shot isn't an honorable thing to do. I can't imagine what you think if someone injured Tatis Jr. and he never recovered. And then he put a screenshot of a news story. April 2017, Manny Machado slid into Dustin Pedroia, causing a knee injury that significantly impacted his career. His late high slide in the second resulted in Pedroia's leg buckling, leading to multiple surgeries and ultimately contributing to his early retirement.
And that apparently is pretty true. Pedroia had really never totally recovered from that. He ended up, his career ended in at the age of 37. And he really didn't play much after April of 2017. Okay? So, fair. However, also, and look, Johnny Mack, I think it's a good tip because I honestly forgot all about all of this. Pedroia did actually finish that season, 2017. He finished the whole season, as a matter of fact, and hit .293. He played 105 more games.
After this.
Now, so that tells me that maybe that wasn't the direct thing, although they say as time went on, that kind of all came back, and it was what put an earlier end to his career. But it didn't put an immediate end, so that's part of it. The second thing is, Dustin Pedroia, interviewed by the people at Sports Boston 4 years after this happened, said, quote, it happened. I got caught in the wrong position, and that was it. I'm at peace with everything, knowing that I did my best. The training staff, doctors did everything we possibly could have to try and continue to play baseball. He said,
I'm trying watching to see the what he slide said about right the actual now. I'm watching the slide right now, and it's Dustin Pedroia is turned away from the bag towards like the third base line, and Manny goes into the base, but he has his leg lifted, his
takes
lead leg,
out.
And hits him in the knee.
I'm not upset about anything anymore, Pedroia said. That play could have happened my rookie year. When you play second base and you play like me, you hang on until the last possible second to get the ball because you watched it. If there's a slim chance of the double play, there's one guy on planet Earth who could turn it, and you're talking to him. What Pedroia is saying is that he hung in there longer than he should have, and he said that that was the way he played the game, to try to take the hit so he could make the double play. The slide that Manny had probably now would be considered a dirtier play than it should have been considered then, because then everybody went into the bag hard to try to break up double plays. It's what you did. This was before Buster Posey's thing, was it not?
2017? No, Buster Posey was way earlier than that.
Oh, it was.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'm not disagreeing with you, Johnny Mack. I will say that I don't...
2011 for him.
Okay, I don't consider Manny to be a dirty player. And I think that was a hard slide that unfortunately caused an injury. I don't get the feeling Manny was trying to injure the guy. He was trying to take him out and not let him turn a double play, which was an accepted brand of baseball back in the days. And one last thing for, again, I'm sounding like I'm an apologist for Manny, and I don't mean to be. But for one last thing, if anybody wants to see what double plays used to be look like, I call your attention to either Hal McRae or, no, just Hal McRae.
I've seen that play.
Right?
He didn't even try to go into the base.
Took Willie Randolph almost to the left field fence.
He did.
Almost to the fence. And you're like, how's that possible? No, look at it. He also did the same thing when he was with the Reds in a World Series game against the A's. Nobody complained. All right. Let's go to the big five after we check some traffic.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, someone brought up Chase Utley's slide on the chat, and I went to go look at it real quick. That is 1,000 times more dirty than what Manny Machado did. Chase Utley didn't even go into the bag. He missed the bag so he could take out Miguel Tejada and broke his leg.
Ruben Tejada.
Ruben Tejada,
Let's get that clear.
Sorry.
Yeah, little different than Manny.
Way
slide.
Different.
A lot different.
Like, but I can see them, why people say that's a dirty slide.
That one looked pretty dirty. That looked like he was going after the guy to try to injure him,
yeah.
As opposed Manny, to me, was going after him to try to break up a double play. That's what Pedroia said.
Yeah.
All right. Look, Manny's our guy. We're going to stick up for him, but I think it's good that you brought it up, Johnny Mac, and you brought it up intelligently and, you know, stirred up a conversation, which is the
Correct.
Way it should
we're
be.
We're always okay with conversations.
Yes. But we're not okay with...
How do you guys forget about Manny?
Idiot. You guys are idiots.
Why are you the only way if you can't remember stuff?
You guys are so stupid.
We are stupid.
My hater voice keeps getting lower and lower.
Don't call me stupid. I saved some lady's life on the gondola this week at... Telluride.
That's right.
If you missed that story, by the way, please go back to the 2:15 segment today.
You have to.
Scraby was peeing his pants.
You Well, because I was laughing so hard, not just because. Funny. But you have to go back and listen to the
215 segment. You got to hear it.
Number five.
This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. All right, Chris, this is what we talked about at the roundtable last week, so I'm going to get your thoughts on it. Dylan Cease has been a conundrum for all of us this year.
Hang on a second.
What?
Sorry. I just looked at the Manny thing. He went into Pedroia. He tried to help him up. He tried to keep him upright. It's totally different than Chase Utley.
No, Chase Utley wanted to hurt him.
Destroyed the guy. Manny put his foot up and it tipped off the bag and lifted it higher.
It did, yeah.
And he tried to hold him up. That's totally different. All right, go ahead.
Dylan Cease has been a conundrum for all Padres fans, all Padres hosts, okay. All Padres right. Coaches, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's simple for this question, Chris. You're up first. If Ruben Yeabel, the pitching whisperer, can't fix Dylan Cease, can anyone fix him?
I'm not going to answer that. Here's what I'm going to say. Because I think...
Because the answer is we don't know.
I don't know. Ruben Yeabel has, been incredible.
But really, the conversation we had during the roundtable was, what do we think that Dylan Cease is someone that the Padres would want to pay a bunch of money to next year?
Yeah, right now it's pretty hard to do it.
Yeah.
But the season's not over yet. That's all I'm going to say. I think some of the other numbers support the fact that Dylan Cease is going to start getting it done better. 129 strikeouts, 39 walks, 11.2 Ks per 9 innings. He's one of the top guys in baseball. Every time somebody hits the ball off him, it falls in. I think that's going to change some in the second half. But if it doesn't, 3-9, 4.88. Yeah, I can't spend a lot of money on that.
No.
I can't. I can spend some, but Dylan's going to have to bring his price way down unless he has a effective second half of the season. It's hard to sell my fan base on it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, paying him $30 million a year wouldn't be a good investment, in my opinion, right now, from what we've seen so far this season.
But I think you're going to be surprised. 3-9, 4.88. I think he'll get under 4. And I think he'll end up with 10-plus wins. I think
10? You mean he has to win 7?
7 more wins, and his ERA has to come down nearly a run. I think that
could do the ERA, but the 7 wins is so hard these days when no one's going deep into the game. And he gets very little run support.
Dylan Cease's career numbers tell me that it's going to turn his way.
I'm hoping you're right.
His ERA is a run lower than this in his career. I just think it's going to, happen for him. His strikeout walk ratio is still great. I think he's commanding the ball better than we think. He's not commanding it in the strike zone as well as he'd like. Mark my words, Scrape.
Okay.
Second half's going to be a big run for Dylan Cease.
What?
And you know what? Just to confirm that, I won't trade for him in fantasy.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Because if
Thank
I did, you. That would wreck it.
Thank you. We don't need that right now. We need
don't want
something
to do
else.
That, yeah.
Woods and I surmised, and basically all of us, that if the Padres don't pay him a bunch of money, some other team's probably going to.
Yeah, they will, but you're going to have to let him. He goes,
This is a Jerickson Profar type conversation where do you want to pay Jerickson Profar a ton of money for coming off of a career year? And do you want to pay Dylan Cease a ton of money coming off of
the problem is with Dylan. The problem with Dylan Cease, though, Scrape, is that he had Cy Young second place. Then he went 7-9 with a 4.58. Then he came here and had Cy Young fourth place. So, to say he may just come back next year and do that again?
I think the word conundrum is perfect for Dylan Cease.
Number four.
ESPN surveyed a bunch of executives, coaches, and NFL scouts to rank the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. In order from number one, Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Jaden Daniels rounded out the top five. Chris, do you agree with the top five?
Let me hear it again.
Patrick Mahomes. Let's just do it together so we don't have to go separately. Patrick Mahomes, we both agree with, obviously.
Okay.
Josh Allen, we agree with.
Good enough.
Joe Burrow,
top five.
We agree with.
Top five, okay.
Lamar Jackson, we agree with.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels is the only one I can't say that he's a top five quarterback because he's only done it 1 year. I need to see him do it again for his top five.
I'd put Jalen Hurts there.
Jalen Hurts, that's what I thought. I was like, the guy just won the Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts is pretty good to me. I don't know why people don't like him. Yeah, I'd put Hurts there instead of Daniels for now. I'm looking further down at the list. I'd love to see why people think Justin Herbert is a top 10 every single time. I just would. He's number 7. A couple years ago, he was number 3. I don't get it. I think Justin Herbert throws for a lot of yards. I don't get it, though.
His
doesn't
toughness,
win anything.
The dude is tough.
So, a lot of guys are tough. I don't know. I don't know how Justin Herbert's in there. Until he proves me wrong and has a big year and wins a couple playoff games, then it'll change my opinion. But until then, I'm not doing it.
Brock Purdy didn't even get... He got, like, honorable mention votes.
Did he even get that?
Yeah, he got a couple honorable mention votes.
So number 3. So did Tua. So that tells you how big a deal that is.
Yeah, trust me. I know. Let's go to another NFL poll. This time, CBS Sports ranked the top coaches in the NFL right now. And, of course, it started with Andy Reid at the top with the Chiefs. Then you have Sean McVay of the Rams, John Harbaugh, of the Ravens. Nick Sirianni of the Eagles and Dan Campbell of the Lions. I'm up first. Any issues with these coaches in the top five? The only one I gotta say is, and this is a completely biased answer, Sean McVay is not the second best head coach in this league. He is not. Did he take a team to the playoffs last year that people didn't think would make the playoffs? Yes. Is he a good coach? Borderline great coach? Yes. Is he a top five coach? Possibly. Is he number two? No. He is not number two. I would have to put John Harbaugh at the top. He's there every single year. He's won a Super Bowl. I would say he's number two over Sean McVay. Chris?
Well, I mean, you know how what I think of Sean McVay.
You
think he's overrated.
I don't know after last year I could say that anymore.
John Harbaugh should be ahead of him. Mike Tomlin should be way ahead of him.
For his 500 finishes every single year?
Move on.
We can go on and on. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
Former full-time Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban was interviewed over the weekend, and he was asked...
Pete Carroll, 17th?
Well, he hasn't been in the league in a while. And he was asked about how he felt about big NBA stars playing in the Olympics. Here is what he said on SiriusXM.
Who said this?
Mark Cuban, NBA Radio.
I hated it. I complained about it every single year. Because in my attitude, guys going to play for the Olympics, NBC, Comcast NBC is making billions, right? The international, the IOC making billions, even FIBA making a lot. I don't know exactly. And we're giving all these guys for free and taking all the injury risks. Now, there hasn't been dramatic injuries, but, you know, all you need to know is that if a guy is a free agent and hurt, he ain't playing.
Right. So there you go. He didn't like it. He says that the team owners in the NBA are taking on all of the risk for the Olympics. He wants a max age limit for players that play on the team, and some think that he is right. Chris, do you think Mark Cuban has a legit gripe here?
You mean the next president of the United States, Mark Cuban? Have you heard this lately?
I've heard it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with him. I've never liked the pros in the Olympics. I know it's interesting to a lot of people, and I know now that Europe can kind of keep up because they have a lot of good Europeans.
We need the pros.
But I don't need the pros for the Olympics. I loved it when it was the college kids, but I know it's a different world now, and it's never going back. Does the Olympics provide any insurance coverage at all for this stuff? Because Cuban's right.
I was thinking about that, and
I
couldn't find an answer.
Luka goes over there. I don't care. Luka's not even playing for U.S., whoever he plays for. Luka goes over there, and he
Slovenia.
Gets a career thing. That would really suck.
Yeah, it would. And, yes, whoever owns his contract, which is the Lakers, they're going to suffer for it. And I have to think that these teams take out insurance policies on these players, like when they do something like that. But I don't disagree with Cuban, because everybody else is making tons of money, but you're loaning out your star, and he could be hurt, and then you're stuck owing him $200 million.
Just wait until Tyreek Hill, I'll say him because he's probably going to be the one. Wait till Tyreek Hill breaks an ankle running a route in flag football in the Olympics. Wait till you see how that goes over.
He's so good he broke his own ankle.
Nah, sure.
Number one, I don't really care about, so let's just move past him.
I love it. Happy hours next. A lot more Gwen and Chris ahead.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.